a likely delay before the next budget crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From 8 p.m. in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. American markets are closed for the MLK holiday, but traders are at work around the globe, and there is ample news moving them. So let's take a look with Julia Coronado. She's chief economist at BNP Paribas in New York. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So we're now seeing House Republicans backing down from a hard line on budget talks, at least temporarily. It looks like we'll get a raise of the debt ceiling for 3 months, which would prevent, for now, the budget clash expected in a few weeks. How are markets going to react?
Well, I think it's really good news that we're not going to the brink of U.S. government default over fiscal policy. But as you know, it doesn't make the upcoming discussions over fiscal policy any less divisive or contentious. And that's been a problem because uncertainty over these policies has been one thing holding the economy back.
And we are in the midst of earnings season. So talk about that uncertainty you speak of. How do companies look at that?
Well, we've seen companies be excessively cautious in this recovery. They're focused on hoarding cash and protecting market share rather than expanding, investing, and hiring. And hopefully, as we resolve some of these fiscal uncertainties and continue to move forward, some of those uncertainties will ease and we'll start to see companies become a bit more growth-oriented.
And quickly, we do have a couple of housing indicators coming out next week. What are you looking to learn about the housing market?
Well, the housing recovery has become one of the best sources of news on the U.S. economy. It really does look like housing has turned a corner, and that's extremely good news. That's what took us into the crisis. That's what's been holding us back to a large degree. So I think the fact that we are turning a corner there is some of the best news we've had.
Okay, Julia Coronado of BNP Paribas, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.